Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
So, Tracy, here you are, fresh from The Young and the Restless,
right,
and on to the jewelry line.
That's
very exciting,
right.
Very exciting. Tell me, first of all, what inspired you to get into the jewelry line?
Well, diamonds and jewelry have always been a passion of mine. And to be able to bring that passion to the Canadian customer at incredible prices is, you know, an incredible joy.
And what would you say sets this line apart from all the others?
Well, I think you get a lot for your money. First of all, you get a lot of design. We are coming up with a new collection every 2 months. And a lot goes into that. A lot goes into the planning and the manufacturing it, and of what's my vision of this collection. This collection is love, peace, and faith. And we kind of start there and just find pieces that we think people will enjoy and love. And I really come from a place of wear your jewelry, use the fine china, you know, enjoy life. And that's what I'm trying to tell everybody to do. Have fun. And quite frankly, the prices that we are selling, real diamonds, you can buy costume for the same. And this is real. So it's excellent silver, but it's covered in platinum and then rhodium. So it won't tarnish. It won't change color. It won't come off. A lot of times with silver, I end up with a discoloration on my fingers when I wear a silver ring. You won't have that.
Fantastic. That's a nice idea. And who wants to polish silver these days?
Who has time?
Really?
Or the staff. Who has the staff? I want to know.
Now, can you describe a few of the pieces for us, since we're in radio? What do they look
absolutely.
Like?
Yes, absolutely. Well, staying with the peace and love and faith, we did a peace sign ring and a peace sign necklace last collection, but we decided that we are going to keep that but change it up. So last time the peace sign ring was a white enamel with a black diamond peace sign. This time it's a zebra. It's a zebra design with a white diamond peace symbol on it, which I think is great for grads and a lot of the young people of any age. Young people of any age. And we did the same with the peace sign necklace. It's a zebra design. Very different. I have never, ever seen this done ever before. We have a heart diamond ring. And I'm experimenting with black gold, which is my new favorite thing. And we have a phenomenal cross bracelet. It is my absolute favorite piece in the entire collection.
Very nice. Let's talk about The Young and the Restless for a little while. So how many years have you been doing The Young and the Restless?
28 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my God is right.
Wow. Wow. You are such a part of the show. And it's been such a part of people's lives. As I was coming through the newsroom, I said, oh, yeah, Tracy Bregman's coming in. Everybody's like, I grew up with Tracy. I love Tracy. You have such adoring fans.
But it's great. And we're multi-generational. And what I hear the most is, I used to watch that with my grandma, or some of the most incredible stories are when, you know, they were losing their grandparents and the only thing they had was watching The Y and the R together.
Yeah, for sure. I remember my my husband's mother watching the show and him, we'd come in to visit and, you know, we'd sit down and watch it with her. And yeah, I just have a
right.
long history with people. How did you first get involved with the show? Was it your first foray into acting?
No. When I was 14, I did Days of Our Lives. And then the executive producer from Days moved over to Young and Restless. And I went and I did movies and I did a nighttime series. And one day, I literally was in my driveway and the executive producer, Wes Kenny, drove up out of the blue and he said, hey, you want to do another soap? And I was like, well, I don't know. I don't know if I do. He said, well, what about 3 months for the summer? I said, all right, I'll give you 3 months for the summer. And he drives back out my driveway and they created Lauren.
Wow.
I got really lucky. And, you know, it was supposed to be 3 months. I kind of stayed a little longer.
Now, do you ever feel like you're living a double life because you've been with this character for so long? Is she really a part of you?
And triple when I was playing twins last summer. You know, I think the lines have merged. Lauren, you know, has a lot of insecurities and phobias that I don't have. And she has a lot of things that I wish I had, you know. Her marriage is incredible and her connection with her husband. She has this amazing, huge business and is able to kind of balance that with her children. But which I think I can balance. I balance my business with my children and my life as well. But I just think that the lines blur a little bit after so many years.
And what has been your favorite part of playing Lauren, and what's been the most difficult part?
I think the most – well, I think the great thing about soap operas is that you really are challenged and you are pushed out of your comfort zone as an actor many times during storylines. I always seem to be in storylines where I'm a victim or – I'm always duct taped to something, you know. And I mean, I was at the doctor getting an EKG and they said, "Are you allergic to tape?" I said, "Only duct." And they looked at me like, "What?" And I said, "Long story, never mind." Causes water blisters. So we are pushed outside our comfort zone and that is a true joy. So there are things that, yeah, that were hard that I think in the early days when I had to say horrible things to Beth Maitland, who played Tracy Abbott, it was extremely hard because we were best friends in real life. And they wrote some pretty hideous things for me to say, you know, about her weight. That was possibly the hardest thing because I knew what she was struggling with behind the scenes. And we barely got through those scenes. We would cry together, you know, but I still had to say them. I think the great joys have been in playing the whole storyline with Michael Baldwin.
And how's your relationship with him in real life?
Oh, my God. He's so fabulous. He's so much fun. We have a great time. He's one of the closest to me.
That's great. And do you have a favorite episode or
that'd be
or
hard.
One of?
That would be hard. You know what? One of my favorites was the engagement of Lauren and Michael. And my friend Kathy Foster directed it, and it was just an incredible day. They did such a beautiful job. I wasn't sure about the Elvis impersonator at the end, but it actually worked out.
Is anyone ever sure about an Elvis impersonator?
Yeah, that would be a good quote.
And do you ever know what's coming up, or is it always a surprise?
No, I just read this morning what I'm doing Tuesday.
And that is?
I can't tell you. Nice one. Good try, Gloria.
We tried. Tracy, thanks so much, and I wish you continued success with the show and your new jewelry line.
Thank you, and please, theshoppingchannel.com.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks.